The door may still be ajar for Auckland to host the America's Cup in 2024. A decision on a host city was due to be announced today. Instead, Team New Zealand says they'll need more time to assess three international venue proposals, as well as a last-minute Auckland bid. Felicity Reid has this report.
21 years after their first successful defence on home waters, Emirates Team New Zealand do it again in a new class of boat that proves Kiwis can fly. Sailing's most treasured prize, the America's Cup, stays in New Zealand.
But will it stay in New Zealand? The multi-million dollar question. Team New Zealand says it's reviewing bids from Spain, Ireland and Saudi Arabia. Then this morning, news is a fourth possibility, an 11th hour one from much closer to home. Businessman Mark Dunphy is making a last-ditch attempt to keep the regatta in the City of Sails by promising to find local investment. However, Team New Zealand CEO Grant Dalton says Team New Zealand have yet to see anything concrete from Dunphy, and the Auckland bid has some catching up to do to the international proposals that are on the table.
But we don't have a proposal at the moment from Auckland. And we have an indication to try and find the money, but no company could write a business plan, three-year business plan, particularly a company that's a leader in an industry, based on hope.
Dalton doesn't seem convinced Auckland can compete with the money on offer elsewhere.
We must focus on winning as our primary objective. You know, those that can't remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And 2003, in this country, in the America's Cup, there was a couple of the guys of the team were involved there, and it's before my time, but it was a disaster. It was a disaster. And we have no interest in repeating that sort of disaster with an underfunded, hobbled team.
The government and Auckland Council offered just shy of $100 million to keep the cup here, but that was knocked back by Team New Zealand earlier this year. Former world champion sailor and ex-Team New Zealand member Mark Orams says he was preparing for the worst today. But the delay gives him reason to be optimistic. Orams wants Team New Zealand to thoroughly consider keeping the cup in Auckland and says the alternative of chasing international cash in cities where sailing conditions aren't always world class is risky.
Certainly the Middle East is not ideal from a sailing perspective, and it's not just that. There are all kinds of issues associated with security and concerns about particular challenges who might be uncomfortable going there. Those kinds of things need to be considered as well. There are risks involved in all the choices, actually. So Barcelona is a great place to sail, but vagaries of conditions there in the Mediterranean, environmental issues, and Ireland, similarly, it can be a great place to sail, but it's cold and it's not sort of what you would call a premier sailing location globally, whereas Auckland absolutely is.
Orams knows what it's like to lose the America's Cup and can sympathise that Dalton is under pressure to make the right call on the next venue.
If he makes a decision to compromise the competitive nature of Team New Zealand in order to host it here in Auckland, and then we lose and the cup goes offshore, it'll be his head on the chopping block.
Earlier this year, a Courier Market Research survey found 72% of New Zealanders wanted the defence to be held here. And today, in Mission Bay, their sentiment remains much the same.
But it's just a good Kiwi thing to have, you know?
It was great, you know, for the economy, not just Auckland, but the whole of New Zealand, because it all filters down what the America's Cup brings to New Zealand. I'd love to see it back.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if you can actually get it through. I know it does. A lot of it does come down to money. But I know we've thrown a lot of money into it, so it'd be nice to get kind of a little bit of a return on it. And I know that maybe for COVID we would have, you know, it would have been a great, you know, it would have been massive.
So if it goes overseas, they don't have the support of the country because you and I couldn't go. So at least here, and I mean last year when we had it, well this year, it was just fabulous.
Grant Dalton won't confirm when the venue announcement will be made, so it could be weeks or months before it's known where in the world the next America's Cup will be sailed.